You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Tonight, as I promised, ladies and gentlemen, we have Craig Smith from Swiss America Trading in Phoenix, Arizona, on the line, and he's going to explain to you what we discussed a little bit in our last Friday night's program. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I sure am, Will.
Welcome, Craig, to the Hour of the Time. I've often wanted to get you on here to talk to everybody, but they're all yours.
Well, thank you, Will, and we appreciate the opportunity to be on your program tonight and also to sponsor a portion of your broadcast. As I alerted you last week, there was a concern that I had knowing how very critical it is to make sure that the information that you disseminate to your listening audience is accurate. And I know how much you strive for that accuracy in your intelligence work. And I know how much you worked on doing backgrounds on different firms and organizations before you would endorse and or allow them to be on your broadcast. And we don't take that type of work that you've done, that background work, lightly. Well, it came to my attention last week that somehow or another, in the process of listeners of your program inquiring with my company about precious metals and rare coins, that there appeared to be a couple names. It wasn't a lot. It appears it was a very isolated amount of individuals that mysteriously disappeared from our offices about the same time some individuals had left our firm and went to work for another firm. And this is not unusual in our industry. Although we take a number of security precautions to make sure that all of our clients' confidentiality is very, very strict, occasionally an individual will work with us and we'll lose that ability to be able to control that individual. Make a long story short, a couple names and numbers disappeared. It coincided with the time when a couple people left the organization. Subsequently, some of your listeners were contacted by individuals outside of our organization without our authorization. And we wanted to make sure that your listeners understood that we do not endorse any other company. We do not endorse the actions of these individuals. And that the only way your listeners can be 100% confident in the information that they get and or the products that they receive if they purchase precious metals and rare coins is to make sure that they're dealing directly with Swiss America Trading Corporation and or an agent of our firm. So I don't think it's a major problem, Will, but I felt it important to bring it to your attention because I know the background research you had done on a number of companies when you chose ours to be allowed to sponsor your program. And I felt it important to at least let your listeners know so that they can make the decision to take appropriate action accordingly to protect themselves against any possible improprieties that might exist with individuals that would have done such a thing at our firm.
Well, I know you were extremely concerned when you called me last week, and of course I was concerned also. We know that a list had somehow gotten out, and of course I alerted the listeners that they may be called by another firm, and of course what they do is their own business, but you're absolutely correct in stating that we did tremendous background investigations on the people who applied to sponsor this program, and there were several, and you were not the only one in the precious metals field, I can assure you, but you were the only one who passed our very thorough investigations, and Craig, while you're on tonight, could you sort of fill us in and what Gene's going to be on tomorrow night, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about what's happening right now.
Well, I got to tell you, Will, I'm very excited. I'm sitting in my study at home, and I started to write our November newsletter. And I started thinking to myself as I prepared for the newsletter, we almost live in a world that's gone out of control. We see a Russian leader who dismisses his entire government in the name of democracy. We see a nation called Somalia that bites the hand that feeds it. We see a president who is ushering in socialism at such a rapid pace while the rest of the nations are running from it in every area of American life, from health care to welfare, that we live in some very frightening times. That's why we really appreciate your program and the work that you're doing. In precious metals and monetary markets right now, I think there exists a real vacuum, Will, as it relates to people having the ability to take action to protect their future. There's so many people that look towards mutual funds and money funds and areas that they thought have always provided a lot of security. We're starting to find out that those markets are, in fact, not that secure, but quite to the contrary, are very tenuous at best. And what we've seen as a direct result in the precious metals markets is we've seen gold, as you know, this year earlier, reached the $411 mark and then retrenched into the $360 area. This $40 to $50 correction that we've recently experienced is very healthy for our markets. Corrections are normal in markets like this. And a lot of it was instigated as a direct result of the European currency mechanisms that kicked in, which virtually saved a lot of the international currencies. All those currencies were saved by the subsequent liquidation of gold, which maintained liquidity for the French and for the Italians.
Uh-huh.
We've seen that liquidity crunch hit the United States in 1987 when we saw the stock market drop 600 points and $1 trillion worth of wealth was lost. And I think you're going to see gold once again become the economic savior. And I hope most Americans, regardless if they use our firm or use somebody else that they've used in the past, will take this opportunity to buy gold. I truly believe these prices in gold will not last long, maybe towards the end of the year, the beginning of next year. I think when the last quarter of 93 and the first quarter of 94's economic data is assessed by the experts, they're going to realize we're in a lot more trouble than they've ever admitted to.
Boy, that's a fact. Every bit of research that we've done into the various markets and into the economy as a whole tells us that we're on the precipice of a very, very big abyss. And if people aren't prepared for it, there's going to be some terrible hurt in this country and in other countries as well.
Well, you know, the banks are sitting on huge amounts of money right now, and they have been forced, because they consider loans to private individuals such high risks right now, to move their money into the government bond market. This has created a tremendous increase in the value of bonds. We think that the higher prices in bonds have been caused by dropping interest rates, and of course that's a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason is the billions upon billions of dollars of bank money that has been borrowed from the Federal Reserve, which you know very well is not federal and has no reserve, so I'm not quite sure why we call it that. But it's flooding this bond market. We've got the stock market that is seeing billions, approximately $10 billion every other week that is being put into the stock market to support what I believe is a very artificial value on Wall Street today. And I think once people wake up and smell the coffee, and those people are going to be the international investors, and they see how really in bad shape we are in America, it's going to be a very tragic thing. I mean, we have to admit something to ourselves in America, Will. We are bankrupt. This nation is broke. We are $4.5 trillion in the hole. We spend 25,000 pounds of $100 bills per day more than we make. That's $1 billion a day. If you were to spend $1 a second, it would take some 33,000 years to spend $1 trillion. I mean, money has become such an unreal concept in America that we have no clue how to handle this real catastrophe that we have. And yet Americans do have a solution, and that's by taking personal responsibility, getting out of debt, getting rid of your credit cards, getting rid of the bondage that will be created by this credit debt system. It's really Babylonian in its design, as your research proves, and get back into an honest, God-based money system. If we don't do that, we're in big trouble as a nation. We had a money system that was based on value, honesty, integrity, just weights and measures and biblical principles that lasted for 125 years in this nation and did very well. We were the envy of the world.
That's correct.
But when we allowed the pagan priests of the Federal Reserve to come in and start manipulating our money system in 1913, we see the results today. And it really is heartbreaking, Bill, when you think about it, to most patriots, because a lot of good American blood's been shed for our freedom, and we've got a handful of pagan priest bankers that are willing to sell it out for a piece of paper with the president's portrait on it. It's sad.
That's true, and it's not just the bankers. In fact, our research shows that the the bankers aren't really in charge. They're just tools of the religion, and it is a religion that is in charge.
Very much.
And yes, we're headed for a fall. There is no doubt about that, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're listening very closely, and I really take this to heart, and I hope that you take it to heart also. I know Craig Smith personally, and I know that he really anguishes over the situation that we're in, and he's done an awful lot to help an awful lot of people. He bends over backwards, in fact, and I want you, really, if you have not taken steps to protect yourself and your family and everything that you worked for all your life, I want you to call Swiss America Trading and get to know these people like I do. Call Gene Miller, call Craig Smith, call these people and talk to them. Gene Miller has devoted an awful lot of time to you, the listeners of the Hour of the Time. Now, if you can't look your family in the eye and tell them that you've taken steps to protect everything that gives them security and everything of worth that you've worked for all your life, then you need to make this call and do it. And I'll give you the number a little bit later in this program. Craig, is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listening audience before you take off?
No, I of course appreciate the opportunity to be with you, Will, and we continue to support the great work that you're doing in waking people up in America. I hope Americans, if nothing else, in 1993 and 1994, Bill, will stop listening to what these newspapers and controlled media are telling them and start opening up their eyes to the reality of the hour that we're in. And that's why we appreciate your program. You are willing to take a very bold step. I know, and you and I have talked about this, there are individuals that are constantly on the attack of individuals like yourself that seek the truth and go out and purvey it to the nation the way that you do. And it's a very difficult thing to do. I don't think many people realize the battles that somebody like yourself goes through, Bill.
Well, not just me, but those who back me and those who support this program. You've been threatened yourself.
Right, and we're shoulder to shoulder with you, Will, and we're willing to take the bullets because we believe a day is coming, and it's not in the too far distant future, where everything that's been said on your broadcast and broadcasts similar to yours will come to fruition. It's sad, and the neat part about it all is there will emerge from this a group of patriots, a group of God-loving people who are going to take this nation back with biblical principles based through the Constitution of the United States. I believe that with all my heart, Bill. But if these people are not equipped with some type of financial means to do so, they're not going to be able to fight the battle. That's why they need to be out of debt, and that's why they need to have something of value. If we the people are the government, and we are this nation, and we the people are enslaved to debt, and we have nothing of value, then we're going to be no better off than the government. But if we're out of debt, and we have something of value, gold, silver, land, and cattle, those are the biblical descriptions of wealth, then we will have something to fight this nation back to where it should be. So we're with you, and I appreciate the opportunity to come again. Maybe it's nothing to be concerned about, but I know how very particular you are about individuals getting information from different organizations, and we wanted to just let your listeners know that they should be wary of anybody that is calling them unsolicited unless they have called for information, and especially anybody that calls unsolicited from another organization that they originally spoke to us at Swiss America through. So appreciate the opportunity, Will, and look forward to maybe being with you again in the future on some other evening.
Thank you, Craig.
Bye-bye now.
God bless you. Well, folks, you heard it, and I hope you take heed.
Thank you.
yes, folks, there is hope. There is hope. What we are doing here on the Hour of the Time with this media buy should give an awful lot of people hope. But not only that. You see, I took a few trips this weekend to several different locations, met with real patriots who are ready and willing to give their lives in defense of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I can tell you, without any hesitation, there is an army prepared, armed, outfitted, provisioned, ready and willing to fight at the drop of a pin. I have seen it with my own eyes. It gives me great hope. Now, don't go off half-cocked and think that any such army is going to win any great battle in any short period of time. There'd be great hardships, and it would last for quite a long time, and would have to be fought with guerrilla tactics, and we would be in the right. If you have a copy of the Declaration of Independence, and every listener to this program should have a copy of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights, including the preamble to the Bill of Rights, and you should have read and understand both of those documents. The Declaration of Independence is the document in law upon which this country was founded. Many people will tell you that it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't have any meaning whatsoever. It has every meaning as the founding document, the rock, the cornerstone upon which this country has been built, if you will. So, in that document, it states that if we are oppressed, we have the right to overthrow those who oppress us and establish whatever government in its place will not oppress us. However, this program, the Hour of the Time, all of us here, and all of the people that I have spoken to across this country who consider themselves to be true patriots, and that is not nationalists, but patriots, loyal to an ideal, a principle, a moral value. They are dedicated to the restoration of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as the supreme law of this land. Anyone who goes against that purpose is, in law and in fact, a traitor. A traitor. We are in the right, and no one else. No one else. In the law, we and only we have the support of the total law in our efforts. Folks, I think we have someone on the phone right now. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to talk about what we discussed last Friday, the corporations, and I hope you all did your homework and are ready and able to talk about it. Are you there?
Yes, this is Joseph from Westchester.
Hi, Joseph.
Hello, Bill. I have a question about your... I did some research in some of the corporations that you mentioned, and I'm also a shareholder in one of them that you mentioned.
Wonderful.
Yes. Now, I was wondering, you said that we're going to purchase one of these, and now how do you suggest to buy these shares? I was wondering if you're familiar, like, with the dividend reinvestment program?
Well, why don't you explain it to us? Because what you're talking about may not be what I understand.
Well, there's some company, major corporations, has something that's called the Dividend Reinvestment Plan.
Oh, okay.
That's where when you own one share of their company, mm-hmm. they allow an optional cash investment whereby that you can buy shares from the company that you own or a share of, you know, directly from the company bypassing a broker or, you know, somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to pay any other, you know, fees associated, like brokerage firms or... You know, even a discount brokerage firm, some of their fees are outrageous. So, you know, you can, you know, invest, you know, as little as some have like $10 a month or whatever into their program.
Right.
Staying with the company.
And some of them are automatic. All you have to do is when you purchase the stock, you check a box and send it off to the company, and your dividends are automatically reinvested as stock. Yes, I am familiar with that. But the way that we have planned out so far to do it, if someone has a better idea, we'd certainly like to hear about it. If we were to form a corporation and sell stock to the listening audience or to the, anybody, it doesn't even have to be listening audience, but any American who wants to buy back the media so that we can get the truth on the media instead of the lies that they perpetuate, if we were to do that, and then use the money from the stockholders in this corporation to purchase stock in one of the large corporations. That's what's called a hostile takeover or hostile buyout, and that can be opposed, and it could create a lot of problems for us. So we don't want to do that. Our plan was this. Instead of having everybody send us their money, which I don't want to do, because then all of a sudden you get all kinds of people out there accusing you of doing this with the money and that with the money, and I don't even want to get into it. I don't want anybody's money. What we thought about is that each individual who wants to take part in this can buy any number of shares that they want to. We're going to recommend 10 shares, but they could buy any amount. They could buy 2 shares or 5 shares or whatever they could afford, or they could buy 1 share this month and 5 shares 5 months from now, or whatever, and then have the stock issued to them, actually take possession of the stock certificates in their name. That way they know that they own that piece of the action. Nobody else owns it. Nobody else is holding their stock. They have it. If they ever want to sell it, or if they ever have to sell it because of some family emergency, they can take it right down to a stockbroker, and they can sell it. They can give them the certificates and say, I want to sell this stock, and bam, it's done. They'll take it off their hands right then and there. Now, by doing this, they would write us a letter and tell us that they have X number of shares of stock and enclose Xerox copies of their stock certificates. We will send them back a proxy form, which they just merely fill out, have it notarized, and send it back to us, giving us the right to vote their stock in stockholder meetings. That way, each individual doesn't feel like he has to be a part of a group. We're not a part of a group. We're not a corporation. It's a grassroots movement. They've merely given us the right to vote their proxy, which they can take back at any time, and they can sell their own stock at any time they want to. Of course, it behooves everybody to purchase the stock and hold on to it and let us have that proxy so that we can vote in a strong block of millions of shares, we hope, and be able to redirect the policy of the media corporation that we're going to purchase. And we're going to do this, folks. Now, if anybody has a better idea than that, I'd like to hear it. This gives everybody the most freedom. It gives them the most security. It gives them the greatest liquidity. It removes any suspicion that anybody's going to be stealing their money or playing with their money. And it gives us a strong, strong voting position within the stockholding body of that corporation.
I want people to know that if now you said you were going to decide which stock we're going to target soon.
Yeah, this week, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight is how we're going to do this and what does the audience feel about the corporations that I read out over the air Friday night, and I'll name them again after you get through. I'll name all the corporations that we have here in my hot little hand that we're considering. And then we'll talk about it.
Okay. But, like, you know, if one of these stocks that, you know, the final one that we decide, you decide, you know, this chosen, if that does have, you know, the dividend reinvestment program, then it's going to be, you know, much easier for people to invest in it.
Sure.
You know, much cheaper. That way they avoid their brokerage.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And yours is the best show and only show to tell the truth on any radio worldwide. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for calling. And I want you to remember, folks, that the amount of shares that we're talking about, you're not going to be paying any giant commission to anyone. And Charles Schwab is really reasonable, and they deal in small amounts of stock like this. If we ever run into a situation where nobody can buy small amounts of stock, then we'll set up something where you can all pool the money, we'll buy a block, and then you'll get your shares that way. But let me read these off right away, and I'm going to grab this person that's on the line, but you'll have to hold while I read these off. Remember we talked about the Inquirer Star Group Incorporated, which was 17 and 7/8 dollars per share, 41.8 million shares outstanding. The New York Times Company, 25 and 5/8 dollars per share with 78 million outstanding shares. Knight Ridder Incorporated, 52 and a quarter dollars per share at 54 million outstanding shares. It's a large newspaper chain. Time Warner Incorporated, 41 and 3/8 dollars per share with 93 million shares outstanding. Times Mirror Company, 29 and 1/8 dollars per share with 129 million shares outstanding. Dow Jones and Company Incorporated, $36 per share, 101 million shares outstanding. The Tribune Company, $52.38 per share, 65 million shares outstanding. The Walt Disney Company, $39.50 per share with 130 million shares outstanding. The Gannett Company, another large publishing organization, many newspapers and publishing interests, $48.38 per share with 144 million shares outstanding. Turner Broadcasting Systems Incorporated, which you all know who that is, CNN and CNN Headline News and a whole bunch of other things, $25.78 per share with 176 million shares outstanding. We'd have to buy a lot more shares or have a lot more people in this to be able to do Turner, but I'm going to tell you folks, that's extremely attractive at that price. And with as many dissatisfied people in this country who are really turned off by the media, I think we could do whichever one of these we want to do. The Washington Post Company, $223.38 per share. But, folks, that sounds like a lot, but there's only 12 million shares outstanding. Compare that to all these other companies that we talked about. But you also have to understand that the Katherine Graham's family owns about 51% of that stock. So where we could influence the policy, we could never control that company unless we could wrest them out of their controlling interest. Paramount Communications Incorporated, $77 per share with 118 million shares outstanding. And now we'll go to the phones and talk about this. Hello. Are you there? Must have hung up. Okay, we'll go back to the phone, 602-333-2174. The line is open, and we're going to talk about these corporations and which one. What do you think? What's your idea? Have you done your homework? Do you want to do this? Is it something that you consider too far out? I don't think it is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Wayne Cooper.
Hello.
I'm turning my radio down.
Okay, good for you.
I think the Knight Ridder group, which I don't think you've read yet, is one of your best bets.
Uh-huh. And why do you think that?
Well, they seem to put a lot of news out on the air that is more attuned to the truth.
Okay. And do you subscribe to any of their publications?
No, I don't. I just hear a lot of their news reports, word of mouth, and stuff I don't hear on the regular media.
Uh-huh. For those of you listening who don't know anything about Knight Ridder, let me give you a little idea. They own newspapers, business information services, and they own the Charlotte Observer, the Detroit Free Press, Miami Herald, the Philadelphia Daily News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is a very famous newspaper, St. Paul Pioneer Press, and the San Jose Mercury News, which somehow, for a small city in California, San Jose Mercury News has made an impact across the country. They also own Fort Wayne Newspapers Incorporated, 55% of that, Newspapers First, 33 1/3% of advertising and sales, and the Seattle Times Company, they have a 49.5% voting interest. So if we were to buy this, we would have quite a bit, and we would also have a 49.5% voting interest in the Seattle Times. And there are some other things here. Electronic Publishing Company, Dialogue, which is a business chemical patent and general information database, and on and on and on and on and on.
Well, the thing that caught me now that when you were reading them the other night was this, that they have many papers in the areas where people are disfranchised, where the people are the unhappiest.
Uh-huh.
You're going to swing the population into action and get them wise. Those are the ones that will have their ears open.
Well, I think you would have, if that's what you were going with, I think you would have caught on to the Inquirer Star Group. They not only have 22 million circulation amongst the Inquirer, the Star, and the Weekly World News, but they own 40% of the racks across the country.
Aren't those tabloids, though, the Inquirer Star Group?
They're only tabloids because the current owners are making them tabloids.
Oh.
We can make them whatever we want if we own those papers.
Isn't William Buckley involved with them pretty heavily?
That I don't know. We haven't found his name on anything connected with him, and we've got quite a few reports here on them, on that organization.
I heard Mr. Valentine give a trivia question tonight on the air about Albert Pike.
Uh-huh.
I kind of found that kind of, that kind of was a dead giveaway to him. I think he does. And what I was, another thing I was going to bring up, beside these other things, is the symbols of these Masons are all over everything we have.
That's right. And you'll see more and more all the time. More pyramids, more sun, moon, and stars, more 666, more sunrises, the emblem of the sun rising, all of these things.
I was doing research into the hexagram and found the number 666 revolved around it quite frequently.
That's correct.
And the other one that happens to be on our flag, I wish we could go back to the original, has got all kinds of connotations on it. It's got connotations from here to yonder, from before the biblical flood on. They used that thing as symbolism.
Yeah, that's true. And you have to understand that the Freemasons and the order, what they call the order, and Freemasonry has been behind every revolution that's taken place in the world. And everywhere that they have been behind the revolution, you'll see red, white, and blue. Were you aware of that?
No, but that's kind of funny. That's in the red, white, and blue on the Russian flag.
Well, the red and white color. Certainly was. But
I can't remember. I don't even have a color TV, so yeah. I don't know what colors or anything anymore. I didn't know they used that a lot. I know it symbolized purity and bloodshed. And
well, that's what they tell the exoteric, the profane. I want to thank you for calling. You've had some excellent
I was wondering one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you used a picture of our flag on your logo.
That's correct.
Wouldn't that, why would you use one like that? I mean,
I'm trying to wake the sheeple, and the sheeple.
On a symbol, I mean.
The sheeple love that flag.
I know. They just blow up at me every time I try to explain these things to them.
Yeah.
I get more people mad that way.
Well, it's better to catch them and get them to listen and educate them, and then if they want to turn away and walk away from it, that's fine, but at least they have the truth then.
I was wondering if you were trying to keep from making everybody mad with the...
Oh, no, if you listen to this program long enough, you know I don't give a damn about making anybody mad.
Start hearing it, but I was wondering what the reasoning for using our old flag would be, because it's really a violation of the First Amendment, if you will go to the fact that it's a religious symbol to begin with. That five-pointed star is a religious symbol.
That's right.
If they want to worship that stuff like you say, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
But don't shove it down my throat.
That's right.
That's what the Constitution's all about.
That's correct.
Well, thank you for your time.
And thank you for calling.
Bye.
602-333-2174. We'd sure like to have as many viewpoints as possible tonight before we go off the air, because we're going to be picking one of these corporations as a target, and we're going to be making up the paperwork and getting people moving on this. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Hello?
Yes, that's Bill.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
It's a great idea. I want to go forward on it. I don't want to rain on the parade, but so many of these media companies have controlling stock. In other words, more than 50% controlled by either the family or by the group. And that's why I don't know how the Patriots are going to be able to get a controlling interest in any of these companies.
Well, it's very simple. The one we will target won't have that kind of a controlling interest.
Well, that is the key.
There's only one in this whole group that I read out that is it that way, and that's the Washington Post Company.
Well, Washington Post Company, the problem there is that Katherine Graham owns 100% of the Class A stock, which is the voting stock. The Class B stock is non-voting.
Well, the family must have sold some of it, because according to our research, she owns 51.5%.
Well, that's 51% of the company, but unfortunately, her shares are the voting shares. That's the problem there. Have you ever noticed CBS, GE, Washington Post, and Kansas City? They were from $270, $100 a share, $223 a share, Kansas City, $600 a share.
these are purposely kept at high price to keep the public from buying them?
Well, absolutely. Yes, that's true. But you have to understand that it wouldn't be at that price if the company wasn't worth it. We found one corporation that the stock sells for over $9,000 a share.
Sure. But, you know, the thing is on these is that, you know, most companies will split their stock to keep the interest in them. And these big media giants that control the three networks plus the Washington Post keep their stocks purposely high. What about a company like Multimedia Corporation, the Phil Donahue outlet?
Oh, my God. We'd have to fire Phil.
That's a given. But they do own a number of stations around the country. And, of course, they have all these talk shows where they have, you know, they have the syndication contacts. Can you imagine getting the Bill Cooper show in place of Phil?
That would be a coup of unmitigated magnitude that would make history around the world, I think. But let me tell you that we did look into Multimedia, and we're continuing to look into it, but Multimedia is owned by somebody else, and so we're climbing up this corporate ladder. What we want to try to do is buy a corporation, either like the Inquirer Star Group, that will get us in with the most number of people, with the least expended dollar on our part, with a low number of outstanding shares, easy to buy, and believe me, Inquirer Star Group would be easy for us to buy. Or one of these other corporations that we find attractive that also has shares in some of the other corporations that we're considering.
There is a lot of, incestual relationship between these groups. If you look through a value line, you see that.
That's how
they own each other.
That's how they take over industries.
Bingo.
And you go up to the board of directors, you'll find that they're all in the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. And you can trace them right to the secret societies and certain religions.
Well, I, as I started off saying, I'm fully in support of that. I'm going to be listening very carefully all week until we come down to a decision here. And you can rest assured up here where I'm calling from, we're going to go full bore to support you here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wonderful. And won't be supporting me, folks. You'll be supporting yourselves and trying to rescue this country. I'm just an instrument here. Remember I told you a long time ago, I'm a messenger. Don't ever, ever, in your wildest dreams, ignore that fact, because it is true. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Yes.
Hi. I'd just like to mention, I think this is a great idea, and I just wanted to let you know, and maybe some of the other listeners might want to know, a good thing to do might be to quit smoking.
Quit smoking? I don't smoke.
Well, I do, and I think it's an idea I came up with the other night when you mentioned this
uh-huh.
at first.
Uh-huh.
As I quit smoking, I'm going to take the money that I would ordinarily pay for cigarettes with and put them towards buying these shares.
Wonderful idea.
I'm just waiting for a company. I'd want to hear more ideas. I don't know which company to invest in, but, you know, I think it'll have a twofold effect. Number one, I'll be healthy. Number two, I will be making a little money with the stock, and not only that.
You'll be proud of yourself, too.
A little bit, but I won't be paying for Bill and Hillary's health plan.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that out, and maybe somebody else will try it, too.
Hey, they haven't found out how anybody's going to pay for their health plan yet.
Oh, they'll bleed it out of us, I'm sure.
But everybody says it won't work. It'll work, folks. Believe me, it'll work. It worked in the Soviet Union. It works in Canada. It works in England. But the question is, how does it work? How long do you have to wait before you get an operation and you get the medical care that you need? I'll tell you how long, folks. It's usually until after you're dead.
Right, that's why they all come over here for the health care in the first place.
That's right.
You know, it works like works over there, like gun control works over there.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
Well, gun control doesn't work over there. Last year in London alone, just the city of London, there were 5,000 deaths from handguns, and it's against the law to own a handgun in England. That's just in the city of London. It's nowhere else in the United Kingdom. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bill.
602-333-2174. We want to hear from you. We want to get your input on this. And I know we can't get all of your input, but we can get some of your input, and we need it desperately. Before we go to make decisions, we want to hear what you have to say. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Great. I really appreciate you broadcasting that suggestion.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how smart it is, but have you considered merging in with Pat Robertson's Christian Broadcasting Network?
Wouldn't do it in a million years. This is not a religious program. We believe in the Constitution, which allows anybody to worship at the altar of their choice, just as I do, just as you do. So we would not align ourselves. We would, if they wanted to pitch in and get their people involved in this, we would welcome them wholeheartedly, but we would not become allied with them, so to speak.
The reason why I ask is that in his book, New World Order, Pat Robertson has spoken out against the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Federal Reserve Bank, and other forces that are acting against the Constitution, so I think maybe this might be an avenue to explore.
You know, Pat Robertson could be one of the biggest forces for change in this country if he really wanted to. If he was really on our side, he would have already done it. He only wrote his book, The New World Order, because he couldn't explain to his congregation, his vast following, why he had not written or spoken out concerning what was happening to this country. What he wrote in that book is nothing. It reveals nothing. It bothers nothing. It concerns no one.
And the other secret societies.
That should tell you something, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and at the same time, he's still asking for money, too. So I'm not
that's
sure
right.
That people ought to be investing in his stock.
That's right. That's right.
But anyway, I appreciate your broadcast, and I want to wish you God's blessings on your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
We need all the prayers and God's blessings we can get. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air. Good morning, or good evening. Fine.
Hey, I've been listening to you here about 3 weeks, I guess, when you started your replay of
the mysteries? Uh-huh.
And very interesting. I was a little bit skeptical for a while, but the more I listened, the more I got into it, and I'm interested here in this other deal you got about the stock.
Uh-huh.
And,
what do you think about it?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And something else, that on Trinity Broadcasting tonight, they run a little deal about Halloween.
Yeah.
And, the symbolism was all there.
Yeah, it is.
It sure was. It was all there. I mean, from Disney all the way down. Very interesting. Somebody might want to catch it on tomorrow evening on the replay, but I'm very interested in your stock deal.
Good. I think it's a way that everybody's always asked me, what can we do? Well, folks, this is what we can do.
Yeah, you know, they eat us up, tell them to rise, and everything else.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174. Let's get some more calls in here, as many as we can, and hear what you have to say. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, how are you doing?
Fine.
Some broadcasting stocks. I do like newspapers, but I think that's just the readership of newspapers in general on the decline. I was thinking more in lines with maybe TV or radio, or maybe even the Sun Radio Network.
Well, let me give you some ideas. The largest circulation of any newspaper in this country is the Wall Street Journal. In this country, the circulation is approximately 1.9 million copies per day. Now, worldwide, it's approximately 2 million. The Inquirer Star Weekly World News reached 22 million people per week with one printing.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true.
And the reason is because they control the racks at the supermarkets where everybody has to go for food. So just about at any given time during the year, you'll find one of those copies of those three newspapers in almost every home in this country, sometime during the year.
Well, that would be absolutely great. And I'm just thinking about, I think in about another 6 months, the stock market may really go down to nothing. But then our whole objective is...
Yeah, we're not making an investment. We want to buy the company. We don't care if it goes down to a penny a share. We want control of the media.
Right, and that's the number one objective. And actually, if it does go down on a free fall, we'll be able to buy even more.
That's correct.
So
and,
that's pretty good.
As far as broadcasting goes, one of the most attractive corporations to me is Turner Broadcasting System Incorporated. And we could start off by buying one of these others that already owns 18.5% of Turner Broadcasting Systems. Do you see what I mean? If you buy one, you get a piece of the action of another already.
No, that's true. I used to subscribe to broadcasting. Interesting magazine, and you can see in there how interlaced and interlocked they all are.
That's right.
And it actually goes against the FCC rules, but they do it anyway.
Yeah, it goes against a lot of rules. It goes against antitrust. It goes against FCC rules. It goes against an awful lot of rules in this country, but everybody ignores it, and that's how they control the news. That's why when you listen to the news on NBC, it sounds almost word for word exactly like the news on CBS, and almost exactly like the news on ABC and CNN. You could take the script for the news of all four of those networks, and they would almost be word for word the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't listen to any of them. I find the BBC is pretty good for getting being objective. But anyway, I'll let you go and take some other calls. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
602-333-2174, coming into the last quarter of the hour. Folks, good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. I like your idea, but we have to keep in mind that these do have to be voting shares, and
that's
really
right.
Only the majority shareholder does have a say in a corporation. Now, 10% of outstanding stock isn't going to get that done.
Well,
we have to fine-tune this idea a little bit.
Well, it depends upon what corporation you're talking about. There are several of these here where there is no majority share of the stock over about maybe 15%. And if we could purchase, say, 10% of the shares, just as a first goal, we don't have to stop there. I mean, if we're successful, that would give people a tremendous incentive to keep going. And if we kept going, or even if we didn't, if we just had that 10% of the share, don't you realize that there's an awful lot of other stockholders in the same company that are just as dissatisfied as we are, but have always been minority stockholders?
That's a good point, yeah.
And if we
unless the opposite of that could be, we could wind up getting into a power struggle where the majority shareholder would just buy a little more stock just so they could hold their hand, and then we could find ourselves banging our head against a wall.
Well, the way we intend to buy the stock, we wouldn't have that problem, you see, because we're not a corporation or an entity. They can't put their finger on us.
Uh-huh.
There would be no way to put their finger on us. You can't stop. You can't stop Granny from St. John's from going down and buying 10 shares of stock.
Well, I'm definitely interested in the idea, and I hope you stick with it. I'm definitely back you if we can pull it off.
Great.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. 602-333-2174. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Since you've moved on the shortwave, I haven't been able to pick you up. And I was wondering if you could give me your address so I could get some information about the secret religions.
Do you have the frequency that we're on? 5.810.
Right. Yeah, I just don't not able to pick that up any longer.
Do you have the frequency on the band on your radio?
No, I have one. I have it on the dial.
You may need a new radio. Some radios don't have the 5.8 band or the 5 meter or the 5 megahertz band.
Yeah, I have the band. I can't pick you up, and most nights I can't get you at all.
Where are you at?
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. You should be able to get us real good. We've got a lot of listeners in North Carolina. Have you tried an outside antenna? Bare wire?
No, I have not.
Okay. What you need to do is go down to your local Radio Shack, tell him the problem, tell him what you want to do. You want to put up an outside bare wire antenna, and they'll show you how to do it.
Okay.
And the address, for all of you out there listening, write this down. Our address is Post Office Box 1420. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholow, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. You can write to me, William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Sholow, Arizona, 85901.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Also, folks, the hotline in Los Angeles will no longer be operative at the end of this month. We will be giving out the number to the research center in the studios here. Carolyn Nelson will be here. I'll be here off and on to answer your calls. You'll be able to speak to a live person at least 75% of the time, probably. Good evening. You're on the air.
Howdy, Bill.
Hello.
Hi. I want to share a few ideas with you about how to maybe reach some more people with your idea we've been discussing tonight.
Great.
There's an increasing number of patriots on BBS systems now. And if you could use that approach, you might be able to reach quite a few people.
Well, we have a BBS that traditionally has been open only to CAGI members, and we did that so that it would be private and not come under the jurisdiction of any federal law enforcement agencies.
Okay.
But we are, I think we're going to open it up to the public. We have to be very careful, though, that we don't allow any hackers on that board, because basically they go after hackers. Any board that a hacker is a member of is fair game.
Another idea is sharing a mailing list with someone like maybe Michael Benn, if you're familiar with him. He's organizing the impeach Clinton campaign.
We can't do that.
You can't do that?
No, I have pledged to CAGI members and to everyone that that I've ever come in contact with that we will never reveal to anyone our mailing list, nor will we ever solicit mailing lists or names of anyone who does not solicit us. In other words, we don't go out looking for people's names and addresses. I don't take a mailing list when I give speeches or anything or lectures. If someone wants to be on our mailing list, that's fine. If someone wants to be a member of CAGI, that's fine. But we don't solicit mailing lists or names or addresses, nor do we ever divulge names or addresses of anyone. And that's one of the reasons I was so concerned about what happened with one of the lists at Swiss American Trading.
Well, I like that idea. It's protecting a lot of people. So maybe you could approach it another way, like just share the information with someone like Evie Kidd or Michael Benn and see if they would do it on their own rather than, you know, swapping information.
Yeah, we'll be happy to do that. What we have to be careful of is that the proxies come to us. If we're going to get proxies and they're going to get proxies and somebody else is going to get proxies, it's not going to work. It's going to end up in a power battle between all the groups with proxies, and it'll never work.
Do you have any idea of your listenership out there?
According to the mail we receive, there's a formula, standard formula. For every piece of mail you get, there's between 100 and 200 listeners who never write. And according to the mail that we get each week, it's telling us that worldwide we have approximately 10 million listeners. But we may have an audience that writes more. So it may be less than that.
Well, that's amazing. If you have anywhere near that amount, you could get the job done.
Well, it's not really amazing when you consider this, that in this is the only country where when you buy a radio, it doesn't have the short wave bands on it. If you go to another country, they have the short wave bands on the radio that you buy. So 90% of the population in countries outside the United States have shortwave radios. In this country, only 10% have shortwave radios, and that's still 25 million people.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how many of those shortwave sets are in closets not being used.
One final question. Who will have the voting power when the proxies are sent? Will it be CAGI or will it be you?
No, it will be me.
Okay, well, that's good.
Or someone else, if something happens to me, we'll have somebody else designated to step in and do it.
I like that idea because a group of one can't be infiltrated.
That's right.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
That's always been that's what I've been trying to teach all of you.
Great. Hey, keep it up.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, excuse me. Let me turn my radio. Hi, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
I think the best way that we could go here, at least my idea, would be along the Star magazine area.
Uh-huh.
I know we're running out of time here. The reason of that is maybe a lot of the people listening wouldn't see the beauty of the thing. It seems like it would be reasonably priced. We could get in to that magazine for a fair price. And like you say, I mean, they own all the racks.
That's right.
Also, there's agents, counter-agents, counter-counter-agents. By buying a magazine of this type, you can get out the message and, maybe wake people up.
Sure, and I don't know whether you know it or not, but Generoso Pope was an agent of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was a member of the Secret Brotherhood, the Order. He established the National Enquirer and then purchased the Star and the Weekly World News was done later. And these are just merely conduits for disinformation and the total frying of American brains.
Exactly, and I think that might be a good idea. That might be a good reason to target.
Sure, we could take it out of their hands. We could change the whole format of the thing. We control 40% of the racks in the country, and start filling those empty heads with something that that's worth something instead of the Donald Francis Ecker III type stuff.
Right. Also, and I think maybe we should shy away from the newspapers. Most people that don't read that much, I would say, you know, maybe like the, you know, like you were saying, the Star or videos, movies, a Paramount type company. But my pick would be the Star area. Can I ask you just another side question?
Real quick, because we got to go.
Okay. Are you familiar with Robert Anton Wilson?
Yes, I am.
So, what do you think about his publications?
Robert Anton Wilson is a spokesman for the Brotherhood, and what he does is write very, very good intellectual spoofs on the idea of a conspiracy, to the point that anyone who has any intelligence after they have read any of Robert Anton Wilson's works would simply poo-poo any idea of a conspiracy. And he does his job very well. I've met with him, I've talked to him, I've sat on panels with him. And, well, that's
yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to hear your comments as well. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You can glean an awful lot of information if you read his books and get some insight into the ufology movement and a few other things. Thank you for calling. Well, folks, that about does it. Remember, we have the books copied, loose leaf, Xerox copies of the 68th Convocation of the Rose Cross Order. And you'll be able to read in it exactly what I read over the air in the Mystery Babylon series. That's available if you want it, $15 post-paid. And for a short time, we're going to duplicate as many as we get orders for. And when we get tired of duplicating these things, we're not going to do it anymore. So if you want a copy, get it now. Good night. And God bless every single one of you. Hello. Are you there? Nobody's there. Goodbye.